a show ready to go.
Musical hound, breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ears, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian
Cleveland.
The mixtape.
Kicking off another edition of the mixtape, that was Haligonian superstar, if you will, Rose Cousins, well-known, well-rewarded musician with her brand new record, Natural Conclusion. Be sure to pick that one up. It was just released, and we're pretty happy to bring that to you on the show today to kick us off, following up her two-year-old EP, Stray Birds. Again, this one just came out at the end of February, and we're now at the end of February as well here on the show, the last day of February, as we come to you live from Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, in a regular time slot on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. with a full live hour of great new Canadian music for your listening pleasure. Sit back, relax, and to borrow from one of our other hosts here, John Acker, the folk who made the music on Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock, recharge your coffee cup if that's something that you're into. Mine is getting a little empty, actually, so this. If there's anyone out there that wants to bring me coffee, that'd be great. I'm just joking, of course. But I'm almost not joking. Anyway, again, this show comes at you live on Tuesday mornings and then is rebroadcast both on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and over a dozen fantastic airing partners all across Canada. Thanks so much to them for finding a home for this show on their station in your community. Check your local listings for times and air dates and so much more. And also, you can find this show for your own personal download at radio4all.net. That is the number 4 in the address, and you can find it for your own download at your convenience. You can also find it on many different podcasting services, including iTunes, where you can subscribe and it will download automatically for you on a weekly basis to give you your full weekly dose of cool new Canadian tunes. So much great stuff to bring you today in the vein of sometimes that we've done in the past. Probably going to grab just like 5 or 6 different new great records and play a couple of different selections from those to get us started. You know, sometimes we have so much stuff that I just try to play as much different music as possible. But, you know, we've had the opportunity to play a lot of different great records over the last couple of weeks. We have a few new, brand new ones as well that we've never heard on the show before. But then I think I'm going to grab a couple and play a few tracks from them that you might not have heard before. So that's how we're going to roll today. Again, as always, 100% new Canadian music. If there's great stuff out there that you haven't heard on the show or you think I might not be familiar with or that you'd like to get a copy of into my hands, please go ahead and do that. You can send it directly to the station. You can send me a link, or you can jump on our Facebook group, which is The Mixtape. And I post updates and links to download the show, reminders about the show. There's the odd conversation topic and question. Right now we're asking you, despite it being about 3 months into the next year, 2017, what was your favorite record of 2016? Because finally we made it come together. My longtime co-host of this show for probably about the first 10 of the 14 to 15 years of this show, Tom O'Connell, we got together and we made our yearly special happen where we tell you about some of our favorite records of the year that was. And yeah, we're about 3 months into this year, but it was kind of interesting. It gave us a chance to really dive deep and check out some records that we might not have had the opportunity to hear. And yeah, I kind of enjoyed doing it a little later. The year is a bit more in the past. And yeah, hopefully you enjoy all the different things that we bring to you. It'll be lots of things that you're familiar with, but also lots of things that you're not, because as we mentioned, this show is always 100% Canadian, but our special is not. So that will air over the 2 following weeks from this show. You can hear it live on March 7th and March 14th, and then in all of our syndication spots and for download after that. So had a great time recording that over the weekend, and we'll be bringing that to you in the very near future. And as we mentioned, for now, you can get on our Facebook group and tell us what your favorite album of the year was. Already the most votes going to David Bowie's Black Star, which actually didn't end up on either of our lists, but definitely a big honorable mention for me. Love that record. I easily could have done a top 30 or a top 40 list this year. Other years we've done, you know, multiple different variations of our special. We've done top 15 lists. We've done shows where we did our favorite Canadian, our favorite local, favorite maritime, and then our favorite all over. This year we just, you know, we did it quick and easy with a nice top 10 split over 2 episodes and some fantastic records to tell you about over those shows. So anyway, that's 2 weeks from now. So, or over the next 2 weeks, I should say, but let's just get in some music here. As I mentioned, we started off with the Rose Cousins and her new great record, Natural Conclusion. And now we're going to move on to a Vancouver-based artist, Louise Burns, who put out a new record in, I want to say, the end of January. And it is a really cool album called Young Mopes. And yeah, I don't have a lot to say about it, but I highly recommend picking this up. She's been involved in many different projects in the past, and this is another new solo album from her featuring 9 fantastic tracks on Light Organ Records. We're going to kick it off with the lead track here. It's called Who's the Madman? And then we'll move on to the second track after that, which is called Pharaoh. Again, this is from a record called Young Mopes. You're tuned in to Local 107.3 FM and The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. We'll keep on bringing you some great Canadian music over the next 50 minutes, so don't go anywhere. You've heard them on the show one time before, but that was a double dose of Fleece from Montreal with their brand new cool record Voyager, their release following up their previous 2015 debut album Scavenger. Just a little bit of indie rock flair with lots of psych rock and jazz influence all over it. Highly recommend picking up this record. Definitely something that rewards diving into the lyrics and getting behind the messages. And it was basically an opportunity for lead singer Matthew Rogers to travel back in time and deliver some messages about his younger teenage self as a closeted young male. So some really interesting lyrics and also just really fun, great songs on top of that. Especially I love the first track that we heard here, which is called Fried Eggs. We also heard Season, so that was what closed out that set of four. Before that, we heard a couple of tracks from Louise Burns, and that included our second of two albums in that set from mid-January 2017 here, as we're on the last day of February, and you heard two tracks from her newest record, Young Mopes, called Who's the Madman and Pharaoh, those being the two lead tracks from this record, and the first track being the lead single that was also released back in November or so. Hopefully you've been enjoying some great new Canadian music here on the mixtape. This is our seventh episode of season 13, as I mentioned, as we're coming at you live from Local 107.3 FM. It is the end of February, the last day, February 28th, 2017. But you might be listening to this sometime in the future on this station or one of our many fine syndicates all across Canada. So thanks for supporting your local community station and checking out the show. Again, coming at you live every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. in St. John, New Brunswick, with 100% new Canadian music. And then all across the nation, thanks to the NCRA and our fine, fine partners. So let's keep it rolling here. We're not even quite halfway through. So much cool stuff to bring you this week. And that includes a great record. Always happy to get mail from CJSW in Calgary. Lots of stations send us music, and that's a wonderful service that community radio stations are always able to offer in lots of different places all over Canada. And Calgary definitely sends some of the cream of the crop from the area our way. Again, CJSW 90.9 FM. Check it out. And just going to read you a little bit of a blurb here from this band that I was previously unfamiliar with that comes from Said the Gramophone, which is a great Canadian music blog. And this is about the band Dream Whip and their debut album, which came out in late December 2016. Hooky, sweet, and who would have thought? Dreamy, this foursome know how to write some seriously tight tunes, perfectly punk, fantastically fuzzy, superbly surfy, like putting on a Ramones record and having something brighter, better, and just for you, sing out of your speakers instead. So we're going to play the lead track from this one, formed in Calgary in 2015. This is Dream Whip's debut album. It's a self-titled record, and the first song is called Husker Du. It is not spelt like the band. It is spelled Houkserdu. And then we're going to hear a track from Home Shake from their new album Fresh Air, and also Pick a Piper from their brand new release record called Distance. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM and the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, bringing you your weekly dose of full hour, 60 minutes of great new Canadian music. As I mentioned, we're just about halfway through, so much great stuff to come. Hopefully enjoying the tunes. And again, as always, send us your requests. We'd love to hear what you want to hear. Here is Dream Whip.
Yeah. You feeling like you don't need to have
featuring the vocals of Bonnie Baxter. That was a track from the new Pick a Piper album Distance with a track called Flood of My Eyes. You've heard Pick a Piper before on the show a few years ago, releasing a self-titled debut album in 2013. So it's been a couple of years for sure. Really excited to have some new music from Brad Weber, who you would also mostly know as a collaborator with Caribou, particularly as the drummer in the live band version of Caribou. Before that, you heard from an artist who you might also mostly know as a previous collaborator of a more well-known Canadian act, but definitely making a name for himself. It is Peter Sagar, who is also a performer under the name of Homeshake, and this is his third album, Fresh Air. It's getting all kinds of well-deserved critical accolades and certainly starting to become known as a really great artist in his own right. So yeah, it's nice to see some folks be collaborators of well-known Canadian artists and then really break out on their own, just because, you know, obviously if they're collaborating with people like Mac DeMarco and Caribou, they're probably pretty amazing musicians. I also tried to say magician instead of musician yesterday when talking about a band. That's a mistake I hopefully will not start to make regularly. Anyway, that Homeshake album, following up his previous two records, Midnight Snack and In the Shower, two albums I really enjoyed as well, but it seems like certainly there's some big PR push behind this record, which is great. It comes out on Royal Mountain Records. It's made its way into our hands here, whereas some of his previous records are more independently released and didn't. So yeah, check this one out. Absolutely. You know, if you're familiar, as you're likely familiar with Mac DeMarco stuff, definitely some of the same cool slacker surf rock vibe, but definitely way more 80s influenced, electronically tinged. You can kind of tell all kinds of synths all over that stuff. We'll definitely be playing from this album again in the near future, but you heard the lead two tracks from that one today, Hello, Welcome, and Call Me Up. A really fun record. Definitely every track kind of leads into the next one. Certainly one of my favorite records of 2017 thus far. Before that, we heard from Dream Whip, new to the show, new to me, a cool album, as we mentioned, coming from Calgary from our friends at CJSW 90.9 FM, and this group putting out their self-titled debut album in late 2016, mid-December or so, and you heard a lead track from this album, which is called Husker Du, most likely named after the band, but also intentionally misspelled as Hooker Du. So Hooks or Do, I suppose. Pretty cool album for sure. I'll be playing this one again in the near future as well. So we're about two-thirds of the way through the show, about less than 20 minutes left. So we'll get right back into some great tunes here. I want to tell you a little bit about this band. I've had this record in my hands for about 2 weeks and keep meaning to play it, but now is definitely the most opportune time to do that because they have an album release show coming up. Again, if you're listening to the show live, it is the last day of February, so hopefully this show hasn't passed yet for you if you're listening to it in a re-air spot, but otherwise check out some of their other shows. It is a brand new group from St. John, New Brunswick called Bonnet House. That is B-O-N-N-E-T-T. It is a group made up of Clinton Charlton, Sandy McKay, and Bill Preeper, all incredibly talented musicians in their own right who are all over tons of different St. John projects, and they've been collaborating together now for a couple of years. This record was mostly recorded in late 2014 and early 2015, recorded by Bill Preeper and of the band, and we're very ecstatic that this one has made it into our hands here. Again, it's called Songs from Bonnet House, and as I mentioned, we've been hearing little inklings of this group's existence for a little while now. And the release show is March the 4th in St. John, New Brunswick. And that is Saturday at the Interaction Theater there, the Sanctuary Theater. Definitely go and pick up tickets to that one. Otherwise, grab a copy of this record. It's a really great 8-track release. And as you would suspect, with lots of kind of folky kitchen party-esque style records that come out of the Maritimes, lots of familiar folks are on this album, and that includes people that we played on the show recently that also have newer albums out, including Jessica Ray, Grant Heckman, Chris Fudge, and more. So definitely a really cool record. Sometime in the near future, I'm going to play the closing track too, which is by far my favorite track, but it's a little lengthy, so we don't really have time to play that today. We're going to play a nice, short, fun song called Fool Me Twice. Again, Really interesting record. Not a big surprise that it's been getting tons of airplay on this station from lots of our different DJs. They've done at least three different interviews on different shows, so I'm sure you've heard of this band by now, but if not, definitely make this one a part of your collection. So we're gonna hear Fool Me Twice. After that, we're gonna hear from the new Chocola record called Rencontre Lulu. We're gonna throw in some Century Palm there. We'll see where that leads us. So sit back, relax, continue to enjoy some great Canadian music right here, right now on The Mixtape.
I believe it's true that you must make your own decisions, and whilst a mate you must live with them. If things go wrong, you must take the blame, and do your best not to do the same things again. Do your best not to do the same. I believe in you, but you're too quick to pull the trigger. You don't take time to let it linger, like a fire that burns out before the dark, or a bed of coals that doesn't even spark. I believe it's true that you're a puzzle piece that's missing, a radio that no one's listening to, a tragedy that doesn't have a score, or a wave that breaks before it reaches shore. And once they're made, you must live with them. If things go wrong, you must take the blame, and do your best not to do the same things again. Do your best not to do the same things. Do your best not to do the same.
We're nearly at a close of another edition of the mixtape. That was a track from Century Palm from their newest release, Meet You, called Reset Reaction. Before that, Shakala from Rencontre Lulu, we heard Les Pyramides, and from Bonnet House and their debut brand new record, it called Songs from Bonnet House, you heard Fool Me Twice. Throughout the rest of the show today, we heard from Pick a Piper, Home Shake, Dream Whip, Fleece, Louise Burns, and Rose Cousins to round out our dose of 100% new Canadian music from all reaches of this country. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been episode 7 of our 13th season of the mixtape, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH, every Tuesday morning live from 9 to 10 a.m. Again, all kinds of great new Canadian stuff for your listening pleasure. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you found some new stuff to you that you're going to go and add to your collection and to enjoy some great new Canadian music in your own time. Again, you can listen to this show again on your local community station. Just check your local listings. It's both re-aired on local FM and all across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the Community Radio Exchange, where shows similar and incredibly dissimilar to this one are available for free syndication on community stations all across Canada. And we're on about a dozen or so airing partners in multiple different locations. So again, check your listings for when you can hear this show again. You can also find it for your own personal download through radioforall.net and lots of different podcasting services, including iTunes, where you can automatically download this show through your own listening device and listen at your own convenience. We're going to have time for about one more track here from the new Lonely Parade release, which came out in mid-September 2016. We played it a little bit on the show, but not nearly as much as I would have liked, and it's called No Shades. We're going to close the show for this one, and then maybe in a couple weeks we'll hear a few extra selections from this, because as I mentioned, over the next 2 weeks, our favorite albums of the year specials will be airing for 2016. We finally made it happen, Tom O'Connell and I, bringing you our 10 favorite albums of the year that was a couple of months into the next year, but yeah, it gave us a nice bit of time to pull our list together and really think about what some of our favorite records are. So we'll be bringing that to you over the following 2 weeks. Again, those will be airing first on local FM on our normal Tuesday AM slots on March 7th and 14th, and then at our syndicates and download locations after that. So be sure to check that out as well. So we only have about 4 minutes left here, so we're going to fill this rest of this time with a cool track of that length called Johnny Utah. Again, that's from the new Lonely Parade release. I would highly recommend picking this one up. Just a really cool record. Definitely been interesting to see this band kind of expand and grow their sound and try lots of interesting different things from Peterborough, Ontario. And yeah, hopefully we'll get the chance to see them sometime in the near future. So again, have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again in 7 days. Here is Johnny Utah from Lonely Parade.